So what is tolerance? Why? What is a break in tolerance?
So the immune system, its number one function, in my view, is supposed to be able to discriminate self from non-self. And what that means, like you alluded to, is that your immune system is supposed to be very good at protecting your body from external antigens, be it bacteria, viruses, other foreign pathogens, while preserving yourself. You don't want to harm yourself. So tolerance is the mechanism by which your immune system discriminates bacteria from your lungs, from your kidneys, and so on. And that is often taught very early in life. For a T cell, it's taught in the thymus. For a B cell, it's taught in the bone marrow. But we know in patients with autoimmune disease that there are breaks in tolerance, that there are certain genes or certain receptors or proteins that are either misfolded, dysregulated. There's something amiss within those pathways that causes your body to mistake yourself for a foreign antigen. Now, that can also happen through something called molecular mimicry, wherein your body is trained to respond to a bacteria or virus, and something has happened to yourself that either the protein becomes misfolded or misexpressed, and it now looks like that bacterial protein or looks like a viral protein. And that's why we see a lot of times patients present initially with a respiratory illness or the flu that then can lead to an autoimmune disease.
You used an interesting word choice. You said that T cells and B lymphocytes, these are lymphocytes and cells that circulate in your body and are harbored in places like spleens and lymph nodes. You used the word that these cells were taught. What does that mean? Help us understand that word.
It is kind of, I think of it in a rudimentary way, in that T cells and B cells, essentially, they're born, they go to school, and they learn what they're supposed to learn. In a more scientific way to think about it is that in your thymus, for example, which is this organ right above your heart, your T cells go there, and there are cells that are called medullary thymic epithelial cells that they know all of the proteins in your body. And they present little pieces of all these different proteins to your T cells. And if your T cell reacts too strongly to your self protein, that cell will become deleted. And
that's, this is during development, as you in utero.
Correct, yes. And that's how it's educated by deletion. But also those cells, if they react too strongly to self, they can be taught to become a regulatory T cell, which provides an anti-inflammatory response during times of inflammation.
So your work and others have shown that there are, in humans with various forms of autoimmune disease, and in your work in vasculitis, there are T cells that are no longer listening to lessons that they may have learned and are proliferating and are not being able to be regulated by other forms of T cells.
Correct. So there are two, in vasculitis in particular, there are two anomalies that we have found with T cells. And one of those is, as we've alluded to, the regulatory T cell type or the anti-inflammatory T cell. These are cells that are supposed to keep your immune system under check and not allow too much inflammation to go on. But we know in patients with vasculitis that those cells don't function as they're supposed to.
And that's true of other autoimmune diseases.
Correct. They've seen it in lupus. They've seen it in a number of different autoimmune diseases. And that goes back to that common themes or common threads of autoimmune disease. We don't know exactly why those cells don't function as they're supposed to. We have hints and clues that the genetics of those cells may be amiss. But the flip side of that coin is that there are effector T cells that are supposed to be inflammatory and do their job when appropriate, that there is a population of those cells in patients with vasculitis that have expanded beyond their normal means and are exceedingly pro-inflammatory and can't be kept in check by those non-functional regulatory T cells. So it's a perfectly bad storm of two different populations not functioning appropriately.